USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The open border crisis by President Biden is getting worse, with NBC reporting 18% of all immigrants at the border testing positive for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Falcone of the Rio Grande Valley, Texas area, tells Fox News this disaster during a pandemic could have been avoided.
We are, again, in another major public health crisis here in South Texas, and unfortunately, it's clearly a mess that could have been avoided.
The Taliban on Monday took control of another provincial capital in Afghanistan. The Taliban offensive is gaining control of the country as American and NATO forces finalize their pullout. The takeover comes despite harsh words by the international community and warnings from the United Nations that a military victory and takeover by the Taliban would not be recognized. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
As senators advance the bipartisan infrastructure bill, a vote is expected Wednesday. Former President Trump warned against the bipartisan infrastructure deal Sunday, calling it the beginning of the Green New Deal, end quote. The bill is expected to pass this week after lawmakers advanced the bill Saturday. One thing that caught my eye was a new mileage tax for all American drivers. Within 1 year, all drivers could be paying a mileage tax just for driving. Disgraced Democrat Mayor Andrew Cuomo has another big problem. An aide is jumping ship. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned in the wake of an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment and possible criminal activity by the governor. The New York Times reporting that Melissa DeRosa offered her resignation in a statement where she called the last 2 years, quote, emotionally and mentally trying. DeRosa was mentioned in a report from an independent investigation into the allegations against Cuomo, where she was accused of leading retaliatory efforts against one of the governor's accusers.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
San Francisco, California lawmakers are demanding all sheriffs, police, and firefighters be vaccinated or be fired. As the city is already 400 police officers short, crime is skyrocketing. San Francisco Deputy Sheriff Association's Ken Lomba tells Fox News this is only going to make a bad situation worse.
They're looking at close to 1,000, public safety officers, law enforcement officers, firefighters, also nurses and some other employees. But the San Francisco is serious about terminating them. And it's all because of this very extreme mandate that they have right now. And it's vaccinate or be terminated. It's not in alignment with the state, the feds, the surrounding counties. It's on the extreme side. And, they're threatening to fire, deputy sheriffs, police officers, firefighters, nurses, the employees. Well, we think the solution is simple. And we would like the mandate to be in alignment with the state. So instead of vaccinate or be terminated, it would be, vaccinate and or test weekly. So it's a simple solution to avoid a big staffing crisis.
The unvaccinated numbers are low in San Francisco. Only 16% of sheriff deputies, 17% of police, and 9.5% of firefighters are unvaccinated as of Friday. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.